AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Israel says it's killed the Revolutionary Guard intelligence chief while airstrikes pummeled Tehran, killing dozens of people. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
Israel and the US have carried out a wave of attacks on Iran, killing over 20 people, and Iran responded with missile fire on Israel and its Gulf Arab neighbors. President Donald Trump's deadline for Tehran to reopen the Strait of Hormuz looms as mediators circulated a new ceasefire proposal. Explosions rang out in Tehran, and low-flying jets could be heard for hours as the capital was pounded. Thick black smoke rose near the city's Azadi Square after one airstrike hit the grounds of the Sharif University of Technology. Among those killed in Iran was Major General Majid Kademi, the Revolutionary Guard intelligence chief, Iranian state media reports. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Meanwhile, Israel's military warned the public this morning of another missile barrage coming from Iran, the fifth such alert of the day. Israel's defense minister says his country attacked the South Pars petrochemical plant in Azuleya, describing it as Iran's largest petrochemical facility and saying it's responsible for about 50% of the country's petrochemical production. In a social media post yesterday, President Trump said a U.S. service member who went missing when Iran shut down a fighter jet has been rescued. A second crew member was rescued earlier. Trump wrote that the aviator is injured but will be just fine, adding that he took refuge in the treacherous mountains of Iran. Trump added that the rescue involved dozens of aircraft and that the U.S. had been monitoring his location 24 hours a day. Savannah Guthrie was back at NBC's Today Show anchor desk this morning for the first time in more than 2 months since her mother's disappearance. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports on Easter celebrations in Iran.
Armenian Christians celebrated Easter at St. Sarkis Cathedral in Tehran, 5 weeks into the war with the U.S. and Israel. The Archbishop of the Armenian Diocese of Iran says his first appeal is for those who started the war to look up to the sky where love and mutual respect was given to us, whether through the birth of Jesus or his rising from the dead. English language teacher Juanita Arakel says for the children who exchanged painted eggs, it's important to maintain a sense of normalcy.
We try to make it as normal as possible for the sake of our children, because whether we like it or not, we have young children who do not understand what's going on.
Armenian Christians represent most of Iran's 300,000 Christians. I'm Donna Warder.
More information at apnews.com. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.